Worlds 2024 is almost here. You don't want to miss it. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents, everyone in ATA Nation. We are thrilled to have you back with us. This is episode 118, and as our loyal fans know, it's been a little bit of time since we have had an episode come out. This is usually the case for June and July because of World Championships, districts, all the amazing events going on. We just, you know, everybody's busy. We're a little busy, but we've got a lot of really exciting things coming up for you with the ATA Nation podcast in a little while. But today we're going to be talking about World Championships, why you should go, what's going on at World. This is kind of your whole overview of World Championships episode today. We've done a couple of past episodes about things coming out with World Championships, but we want to cover all of this material today because I just love World Championships. It is an event that just gets me excited every year. It's a family reunion, so much amazing stuff. And we want to tell you about it today and make sure that if you have not already planned to go to World Championships, there is still time. As of the recording of this video and audio, we have a couple of days to still get registered regular price for the Super 20 tournament. We're going to talk about what that is in just a minute, but you can still get online, ATA Easy Sign Up, and register for that at regular price. And then I know that you can still get registered after that as well. So don't miss out on that. Let's get right away into the scheduled events for World Championships. So for many of you, if you are a fan of this podcast, you have probably been to World Championships. But we have a lot of people out there who have never attended the World Championship event. And this event is the culmination of a full year of the tournament circuit and the start of our new year of the tournament. So for a lot of people, we take for granted understanding that World Championships is not just a tournament for the best of the best. Okay, it is a whole week of activities, events, things for anyone and everyone in ATA Nation. So we want to kind of highlight that. So let's go to the schedule real quick. I'm going to go and pull this up online if you're watching the video. And yes, we are posting a video of this podcast episode in our Facebook group. The first day of World Championship actually starts on Tuesday. So for a lot of people, they don't come that early. The beginning of the week starts with the World Conference. This is the training event for legacy students, for instructors, for masters, school owners, all kinds of people. There's all kinds of great training in this first couple of days of World Championships. So on Tuesday, one of the big events that we have is Thrive Live. This is a business training seminar for licensees and staff members at licensee facilities. Definitely something you want to check out. It's an amazing opportunity. Some of the best presenters are going to be talking about lots of different things when it comes to martial arts. I've gotten to see the schedule of this. I'm really excited. It's going to be some great people. I think it's probably already booked up, but if it's not, you can still register. And as a licensee, a school owner, this is a free event. If you register, if there's still spots, it's free for you to take yourself and a staff member. And that is amazing. I mean, you are not going to get this kind of training everywhere for free, for sure. Tuesday is also the day that our masters, people who are becoming masters and even current masters, do their training. It's like the last big push in their training. They'll be hungry during this time, as well as most of them will be fasting. And they work out with the Masters Council 9 to 5 on Tuesday. Big event that you can't attend if you're just a regular student. That's just for masters. But there is then a whole series of training. You need to have your instructor's permission. This is for all ATM members, 16 and over. A lot of these things can be done by anyone. As long as they've got permission from instructors, some of them are for legacy members only. Some of them are for black belts only. It just depends. And we're not going to go through all of those. We talked with Chief Master Skiles from ATA headquarters about these different events and what trainings they're doing in a past episode. So I'm not going to go through all of those. Just know that world championships, when we talk about world championships, we're talking about a lot more than a tournament event. And so maybe you're a color belt parent out there, or, you know, your kid is a first degree, new first degree, and you're looking at world championships. Know that this is something that you can look towards in the future as a great way to augment training, continue to add to their training. So really great stuff. And then on Tuesday night, there is going to be a testing, and you can go and watch this for the traditional Gumdo program. This is the program that ATA offers through Chief Master Ramundi, and they are learning not the Gumdo form that you see our color belts or our black belts learn. This is a full program, all the belt ranks for Gumdo, and you can go and watch those guys test. It's really a neat event. That's 7 o'clock that night. And then Wednesday kicks off again with a full day of training as well. There's an additional day of Thrive Live sessions. So some extra presenters this year doing some different things in that Thrive Live sessions. You can check those out. And then again, a lot of these training opportunities for black belts, for legacy members, the ATA Max curriculum, all kinds of great stuff. Just make sure you've talked instructor as you've looked through those to see what would be best for you to attend, and you can still get in on these trainings for sure. And then on Wednesday we already kick off the Tournament of Champions. Let me give you a little bit of an understanding of what this means. The Tournament of Champions is what many people think about when they think about world championships. This is the people who are going to work, going to compete to earn the title of world champion. But that's just one part of what world championships, the whole event is. We have the training, we have the Tournament of Champions, we have the Super 20 tournament, and then some other things as well. So on Wednesday, the Tournament of Champions will begin. And this is the event that you have to be qualified for to attend. You have to have been in the top 10. You have to have won a district championship. You have to, you need to talk to your instructor to make sure that you understand how to be qualified for those. And then you have to have registered in advance. If you're listening to me now and you qualified, but you didn't register for, you're out of luck. I don't think they have opened up any additional registration for that. So, but that on Wednesday, you can totally go and watch. I highly recommend that you go and watch the Creative and Extreme Tournament of Champions. That's on Wednesday. The Masters Division. This is so cool. I don't know how many of you guys know this out there, but Masters didn't get to compete. Just a couple of years ago, Masters competition was not a thing. And so you never got to see these high ranks compete. Now you go in there and watch this division. It is phenomenal. It is amazing to watch some of our great leaders get out there and compete and just do amazing things. You can see that our high ranks are people who are continuing to train all the time. They have that always training attitude, which is just fantastic. And then there is the team demo and team sync competition. A lot of people don't know about these competitions. This is little demo team things. Sync competitions is two people together syncing and doing their material. Super exciting to watch. Most of you guys have probably only ever watched these on like a Facebook Live from Nationals or Worlds, but definitely worth checking out as well. And then on Wednesday night, this is one of my absolute favorite events. I remember sitting in an airport getting the news that our plane had been canceled, and I was devastated because it was my first year going to World Championships, and I wanted to see the Master Ceremony, to see the tradition, to see these individuals walk through these different 9 different steps to become a master, be dubbed with the Birongbong, to get their rings on and their certificates, pour their bowls of water. It is just such an amazing event. This For many of us martial artists who had the goal of becoming a master or have the goal of becoming a master, this is the culmination of that. And it just every time brings me goosebumps. Everybody can go and watch this. The master ceremony begins at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And if you are at, if you're in Phoenix Wednesday, I would encourage you to go. Every time I'm there, I'm not participating most of the time. I've participated twice. I look forward to trying to do it at least one more time. But I go and I watch because it is just so inspirational. It is just an event that I absolutely love. I get goosebumps every time. I get goosebumps a little bit now talking about it. Thursday, we open up and we've got a packed day on Thursday. The International Rank Testing. This is another event that if you haven't been to World Championship or if you haven't checked out some of these other things, you need to go and watch. Now, I will say it starts at 7 a.m. And I don't know about you, but as a martial artist, 7 a.m. is not my favorite time of day, but I'll be there. If you want to see just the best of the best in the ATA, our masters are testing and midterming. We've got senior masters. We've got chief masters doing midterms. We've got, you know, all rank adult black belts, testing at this event, and you want to watch it. It is inspiring. This is one of the things that makes ATA different. Our high ranks all get out there and test. If they want new ranks, they got to be out there testing. Check it out. Then we start on the second day of the Tournament of Champions. This is the day that we cover forms and weapons competition. So if you are qualified for those in the Tournament of Champions to become a world champion, forms and weapons are on, what day did I say this was? Thursday. And then two events that are relatively new, actually, one event that was old school and then went away for a while, is the Walk of Nations. This is where we've got people from all over the world coming in. They bring their flags. It's like the Olympics in the when they come in the Olympic Stadium. It's like that. It's so exciting to see. It really helps you see like how huge ATA Nation is. I love it. It's a lot of fun. And then right after that is the Songam Cup. This is the international team sparring. We've had some people are going to compete on this on the podcast in past episodes. Make sure you go and check those episodes out. These are teams of five. The rules are a little bit different in how they've got two girls and three guys. All the different countries are represented, and they compete for the Songam Cup in the varsity, elite, and legends teams. That'll be an amazing event. I'll be there, and we will be covering, ATA will be having some live broadcasts from that event as well. We did that last year, and it was fantastic. Friday kicks off another day of the Tournament of Champions. Hold the combat and sparring, traditional sparring, Tournament of Champions competitions, and then the team sparring for titles. This is the Tournament of Champions for team sparring will take place. Also, this is the three people teams that qualified being on the top 10 or winning a district championships. And then this is an exciting event that I can't wait for. Opening ceremonies back in the day. So I don't know how many of you guys know this, but back in the day, we would have an opening ceremonies that then would meld into the master ceremony. And this was always just the greatest thing. I loved it. I love the kind of, excitement that's going on, all the different presentations, demos, just all these things. It just shows you how amazing ATA is. And we've brought this back, or ATA, ATA has brought this back over the last couple of years when we moved to Phoenix. And so the ATA kickoff party is going to be on Friday night. This is like an opening ceremonies parade of champions, which is an old school thing that we brought back a couple of years ago, where they get to walk down with your new Tournament of Champions, your red I'm a world champion shirt, and your medals clinging through, going through the parade of the teams, presentation of awards. Awesome event. So ATA kickoff party will be on Friday night. Then Saturday. So this is where a lot of people get confused. Saturday is a tournament. It is a plain old tournament for anyone. Why you should go to World Championships is to compete in this tournament. This is the start of a new tournament season. It's a huge tournament. but it's regular event. Everything is normal. Any color belt. You can be a white belt and compete at this. Actually, my wife, her first tournament was World Championships as a white belt. And so you can do it at any belt rank and compete in what is called the Super 20. It's called Super 20 because if you place first place, you get 20 points towards your standing if you're in the leadership program or you're a black. It's kind of like almost triple points, not quite, but, you know, depending. So that is the Super 20, and that takes place on Saturday and Sunday. Kids mostly on Saturday and adults mostly on Sunday. Anybody can do that one. And that's why you should go to World Championships if you are a color belt. If you are an early black belt, you know, higher ranked black belts or instructors, we all know there's lots of things at World Championships that we can do in addition. But you can totally come and just participate in the tournament aspect that anyone can participate in. Okay? It is for all competitors. And like I said, my wife, her first tournament, white belt, World Championships. My father, when he was competing back when I was a little kid and he was taken, he only ever competed at Worlds and Nationals because you know, my mom took me to local ones, but my dad would take me when we would fly to Little Rock or wherever we would go. And so he only ever competed as most of the time a color belt at World and National events. So I highly recommend that you check that out because it's just like every other tournament. Obviously, more people, which means there might be more divisions of you know, your group or whatnot. But that is definitely something that you should be checking out. And if you want to register for that, you can do that right now by going over to ATA Easy. They have the registration for the Super 20. That's the regular tournament for everybody that you can compete in. Make sure you talk to your instructor. Make sure you understand the rules and got permission, all those kind of things. But that is the event that anyone can participate in. Now, that's going to bring us to basically the conclusion of what World Championships is. But I don't know, as I've gone through these step by step of what happens, I don't think I have conveyed to you the amazingness that is World Championships. And you can talk to any master, any high rank about World Championship, and they will tell you that it is the event. One of the great things about World Championships, you've got all these things you can do, which is awesome, but it's being there all together as ATA Nation that makes it an event that I have not missed in 20 some more than that years, except for the year of 2020, which everyone missed and we're all very sad about. I haven't missed it. I won't miss it. My wife knows that this is on the calendar every year and we're going to World Champ, or I'm going at least. We'll take the family sometimes. It's something you can't miss because being there with your ATA family is just such a great event. So please really consider, if you haven't already booked your hotel, got your flights, or you know, figured out your travel arrangements, if you haven't registered for different events, do that now. You are not disappointed by going to championships. That's going to wrap it up for us today. I thoroughly enjoy Worlds, and I really hope that you will join us at World Championships. If you're going to be at World Championships, make sure you shoot me a DM, find me there, say hi. I'm a podcast listener. I really enjoy the podcast. Or tell me what you don't like about the podcast. I'd like to hear it. But until next time, make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret part. Hey, I don't know if you checked out the video. It's in the Facebook group, the private Facebook group. Make sure you go check it out. Tell me what you think. We've got some cool updates coming. That's why I recorded the video. Work on some testing of some different things. Until later, we'll see you at World Championships.